A big part of today's daf was a discussion of Sefer Yeshua, Perek Yud Zayin, different components of it. The pasuk says, "Vayedabru bnei Yosef es Yeshua lehem." The bnei Yosef came to Yeshua ben Nun, and they told him as follows: "Madua nasatali nachala, goyru lechot v'chevel echot. You gave me one portion in the land. Vani amrov adash koyber chani Hashem. The Eibusha gave me so much bracha. I'm such a big, strong, powerful nation, and you gave me something so measly, something so small. What am I supposed to do?" Vayomer lehem Yeshua. Yeshua tells the bnei Yosef. He says, "You're coming to me. You're complaining that you have too much shefa, you have too many children, you don't know where to put them. Im am rav ato, alei lecha hayara. If you'd listen to me, I would tell you to run to the forest. Uvei reisa lecha sham, and do something over there. Uvei reisa, start cutting wood. Beretz haprizi varefam, ki otz lecha harefran. Go into the forest and go figure out something over there. But otherwise, I wouldn't do anything beyond. You're not getting any more land, and if you listen to me, that's what I would tell you to do." The Gemara said that what Yeshua ben Nun was really telling them is that if the Eibishter gave you so much bracha, you should be worried about an ayin hara. And what you should do then is, alei lecha yara, go hide in the forest. And they responded back to Yeshua ben Nun, "No, we come from Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik is lo yishol tabein." Now, how did this come into the daf? It came into the daf because Rav Papa told Abaya that this pasuk makes so much more sense if you hold the Yotzei Mitzrayim Neschal Karetz. If you hold the Yotzei Mitzrayim Neschal Karetz, that means the land was divided based on census of 40 years earlier. Oh, 40 years earlier could be the mishpacha of Yosef was small. Now they're already an Am Rav, and as a result, they're timing that it just didn't work out. It just didn't play itself out properly. But if you hold that Lebay Yaretz Neschal Karetz, so then if they were an Am Rav, they would have gotten a lot. So what do you mean we're an Am Rav and we're only getting a Goyrel Echad and a Chevel Echad? If you're an Am Rav, you should be getting more. This was Rapapa's Kasha to Abaya, and Abaya told Rapapa it's an excellent Kasha. But at the same time, what you have to say is that maybe the Bnei Yosef were timed that we have a lot of children. And children were not accounted for when they divided the land. And that's what they were saying. What they were saying was is that we have so many children. And because we have so many children, so therefore we feel that we need a little bit more land. And Yeshua ben Nun told them, if you have so many children, alei lecha ya'ara, go hide in the forest. And that's the way the narrative plays itself out. Now, in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, the way Rav Papa initially understood the pasuk, that liyotze Mitzrayim neschal ka'aretz, what the Bnei Yosef were telling Yeshua ben Nun was, is that if you look at our census when we left Mitzrayim, and you look at our census now as we're entering the land, we've shtigen a lot. And the Rashbam says that, go through it. Look at the census in Parshas Bamidbar, and then look at the census 39 years later in Parshas Pinchas, and you're going to see Ephraim grew, and Menashe grew dramatically. And that's really the context. That's the rest of the story here in Yeshua Perek Yud Zayin. But the Vilna Gaon, in his Aderes Eliyahu, and this is in Parshas Re, so that Aderes Eliyahu is not just Mipi HaShmua from the Vilna Gaon. This is not shtelling to a Gaon in Mishle to a pasuk in the Torah, but this is the Gaon's Bir HaGra on the Torah Shabbat. This is his Bir Shal HaTorah. And in Aderes Eliyahu, in the beginning of Parshas Re, he says, Lule de Mistafina, I would say a different shana what happened over here. Now, the context of that Gaon is something we have to revisit another day. The Gaon talks about why the pasuk says, Re'e Anoichi Noisan Lefneichem Hayoim, Bracha v'klala. The guy wants to know, what's the difference between bracha and klala and toiv and ra? Bracha and toiv, right? Klala and ra. So the guy says that they're really not mutually exclusive. For example, there could be a tzaddik v'raloi, but you're not going to find a tzaddik that has klala. There could be a rasha v'toivloi, but you're not going to find a rasha that has bracha. So it's a fascinating idea, something that we need to revisit be'ezus Hashem another day. But toich dvarav, in the middle of this piece, in Aderes Eliyahu from the Vilna Gaon, so the Gaon says a davar nifla. He says that we know in Parashas Vayechi, so Yosef HaTzadik hears that his father is dying. So he takes his children, Ephraim and Menashe, and he asks for a bracha. In fact, he says, I myself want a bracha. So the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef a bracha. What was the bracha? He told him, Hamalach ha-goyel oisim mikol ra, yivarech es-ana-orim, v'yikori v'hem shemi, v'shem avoisei Avram v'yitzchak, v'yidgul aroi bekerev ha-aretz. Yosef HaTzadik, incidentally, if you look at that pasuk, is asking for a personal bracha. And what was the bracha that he got? The bracha that he got was a bracha for his children. But al-koponim, What was the bracha, said the Vilna Gaon? He told him, v'yidgul arayv, that you're going to be paravirava kidogim. Samana milsehi. But where's that bracha going to happen? It's going to be v'yidgul arayv b'kereva aretz. So listen to what the Gaon said. The Gaon said, Yosef, Mishpacha, Menashe, Ephraim, when they did the first census, they did the second census, yeah, they grew. There's no question about it. But you know what happened? They entered Eretz Yisrael. And from the time they entered Eretz Yisrael until the land was actually divided was 14 years. It was the Sheva Shekavshu and the Sheva Shecholku. And during those 7 years, the Bnei Yosef, Ephraim, and Menashe were so gebenched. You know what the bracha they had was? It was V'yidgu l'arayv b'kerev ha'aretz. Because that bracha V'yidgu l'arayv said the Goyim was b'kerev ha'aretz. It was going to be in Eretz Yisrael. And when the Yidu and the Midbar, they weren't zeichi yet to that bracha. Oh, but b'kerev ha'aretz, the minute they entered that land, all of a sudden they got shenifra v'nir b'kedogim. That's when the bracha was chav. And by the time the 14 years from the flood passed, so all of a sudden now they come and they say, what are we supposed to do? Look at what happened to us in the land. They're not saying Yotze Mitzrayim 40 years ago. It's not the Nakuda. They punked had more children. When we were counted 14 years ago, it's a whole different world. Because you know what changed? We've been in Avir Eretz Yisrael for the last 14 years. And we got the bracha of V'yidgul arayv b'kerev ha'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, that's where the bracha of Dogim is. Shenifra v'nir b'kedogim. And that was the taina. So the Goyin says, I hold that subshat. He says, Upirish Rashi b'chumish, that it's based on the two senses. Dochuk. I think that's dochuk. Om nam nire. Ki birchas yakev hoye v'yidgul oye b'kerev ha'aretz. Al zman k'nisas la'aretz. U b'zman sheva ha'shonim shakovshu nisra b'kidgei hayom l'roiv. L'chein omar ad asher right now we're seeing unprecedented bracha, because that bracha from the Zayde Yaakov Avinu was being chal. It was a bracha to the Bnei Yosef, and that's why we're being zoicha to the Yidgul Aroi Bekarva. This is a goyin in Adaras Elio L'shoyne Yaza the Yidgul Aroi Bekarva. But the diak is not shayach the Yidgul Aroi Bekarva. I saw the hafla in his Panim Yafis. He makes the same diak. V'yidgul arayv b'kerev ha'aretz. It's a parashat Vayechi. V'yidgul arayv b'kerev ha'aretz. What's b'kerev ha'aretz? So the Hafla said, because what did Yeshua ben Nun tell the Bnei Yosef when they came and they said, the Eibush, they gave us so much bracha. He said, go hide. Go hide in the forest. What was their response? Now we're Yosef. And Yosef is a no mizari, the Yosef Kasina, the Loishalta Be'ena. I don't have to be worried about Ayin Hara. So said the Hafla, that's what Yaakov Avinu told him. He said, V'yidgul arayv, and it's going to be b'kerev ha'aretz. Sometimes if a person has shefa, Yitaka has to hide. The brach is, V'yidgul arayv b'kerev ha'aretz. It's Loishalta Be'ena. You don't have to hide in the forest, because for you it's b'kerev ha'aretz. The same diak, the Vilna Gaon, the Hafla, two good. They both made the same dick. What's Bekerev? The guy had said Bekerev Arts, it was in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the rest of the story in Yeshua Paragitzai. That's why they're the one shame is I don't know what to do. Because they've been here fighting. They're 7 years they're living. They're dividing down. All of a sudden they have this incredible shefa. And that's when the brach of Yidgur is being chal. The Aflos a little bit differently. But I saw a third shot. And this is in the Torah from the Chassam Sofer. Also, it's all off and off. This is from the Chassam Sofer Ala Torah. It's in Parshas Vayechi. So it's not in the Torah Smosha. It's in the Chassam Sofer Ala Torah. And he says such a hergish nifla. It's wow. It's wow. I'm not sure I'm deharing the oimik of his kavana, obviously. But it's such a wow. The Gemara in the Sechtes Brachas Taf Samech Aleph Amveis, in the conversation of the most famous Gemara in Shas. We know this Gemara very, very well. The Gemara says, Pan Machas Gozer Malchus Arisho Shlo Yasku Yisrael B'Teira. Once upon a time, the Romans made a decree that he is not allowed to learn Torah. But Papas Ben Yehuda came, Umatzel the Rabbi Akiva Shoye Makal Kilos B'Rabim V'Oisek B'Teira. And he saw Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah B'Rabim. Amalei, so he told him, Akiva, Iyato Mesiorim Ipnei Malchus. You're not worried about the Roman decree? Amalei, so Rabbi Akiva told him, Emshalach Mashal Amad Avadayma. He says, let me explain it to you with a mashal. Lashua, there was a fax. Shoye Mahalich al Gav Hanar. He was once traveling, he was mamish by the banks of the river. Virad Dogim, and he saw fish. Shoye Miskaptsim, Mimakim Lamakim. They were They were swimming from place to place. Amalehem, so he told them, Mipnei matem barchem. What are you swimming away from? It looks like you're running away from something. Amrula. So they said, Mipnei rishasei, shemivino lein b'nei adam. You don't see all the nets, all the fishermen that are trying to catch us. We're swimming away from all these fishermen. Amalehem, so the fox told them, Ritzoimchem shetalu liyabosh. I have an idea for you. Why don't you come out of the water, come live on dry land together with me, and you'll see, like this, you're going to be protected. So the fish turn to the fox and they say, "Atu cha'imrim alecha pikeach shebechayes. You're the pikeach shebechayes. Loi pikeach ata ele tipeshato. Umad b'makim chiyuseinu anu misyarim. Madoch, if we're in our natural habitat, we're in a place where we can physically survive, we're in danger. B'makim misaseinu alachas kama v'kama. If we're going to leave this place, we certainly don't have a chance. Afanach, this Rabbi Akiva turned to Papas Ben Yudi. He says, "The mashal you have?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "No, let me tell you the nimshal." He says, us, who, when we learn Torah, we're b'mokin chiyoseinu. Shekosu baki hu chayecha v'oirich yamecha. And still right now, we're in danger because of terrible gzeres. He says, if we're going to leave our mokim Torah, we're going to stop learning Torah b'rabim. Alachas kama v'kama. And the Gemara says, like, "Oh, yamim vuatim," until Rabbi Akiva was taken on death row, and so was Papas Ben Yehuda. Shrech Akiva shenetfas al the Torah yotzin shmasa be'echad kol yamei ayisim mitzdar, and the rest is history. Everyone knows the story. So said the Chassam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu was giving Ephraim and Menashe a bracha. He was giving Yosef a tzaddik a bracha. He was giving Ephraim and Menashe a bracha. And you know what the bracha he told him was? He says, you should have malach ha-goy loisim mikoro yivorech ha-sanarim. That you should have shmir el yoyna. The malach should protect. He should protect your children. And then he told him, I give you a bracha. That your children should multiply. And they should have atzlocha like fish. And they should have atzlocha like fish. Even if it's Bekerev Aretz, even if they're not in the water, even if they're Bekerev Aretz, even if Ba'irich HaGolos, it's going to come as man, where your children are not going to be Oiskim B'Torah B'Mitzvahs. Because that's just the way it's going to be. For whatever reason, this is the way it's going to be. And Rabbi Akiva, in his Moshel to Papas Ben Yehuda, told the fish can't survive 1 minute B'Yabasha. Yeah, how are you going to survive B'Yabasha? And the nimshal is the Yid can't survive 1 minute without Torah. He said, but I'm giving you a bracha that v'yidgul aroiv b'kerev aretz. Even if it's b'kerev aretz, it's not b'yam. It's by yabosha of his nochal zol zayn v'yidgul aroiv. That you're Yidin and you're b'nei Yosef and the b'nei Ephraim and Menashe should always be gebenched. And even if chalila you perish from Torah and samachzich, whether it's go for whatever reason, whether it's the Eitzahara that's causing people to go away from the Torah, or whether it's the golus, the sorsha b'yisa makes Yidin go away from the Torah. This is the reality. This is the mitzias. And he gave him a bracha v'yidgul aroiv. Bekerev Aretz. Even if you're Bekerev Aretz, you're not in the Yam, you should still be Gebench. You should still have Bracha. I think the obvious sushtal to this is that we know a father benches a child. Yisimcha likim ke'efraim v'chemenasha. And there's so many different pshatim. Why is the Bracha ke'efraim v'chemenasha? But maybe the most popular pshat is that Ephraim and Menashe, we know, grew up in Mitzrayim. They didn't grow up in Eretz Canaan like all the other shvatim did. They grew up in Mitzrayim. They were in a place that was shtufei zima. They were in a place where there was anti-Semitism, but above and beyond that, the ruchnius tig and the sioinus that went on in Mitzrayim were adla hafli, and afal pike, and Ephraim and Menashe became shiftei ka. Ephraim and Menashe keruvein v'shimon yuli, and every father benches his child. That even though we're in gullus and we live in a very hard world, I mean, this generation befrat is an impossibly difficult generation, just from a ruchnius tig perspective, if nothing else. And the bracha is yisimcha likim keEphraim v'chemen. That just like Ephraim and Menashe were able to steig in this environment, so too the bracha is that you should be like Ephraim and Menashe, and you should have the koyach to be miskaber on all these nesyonos, and you should be able to overcome the gas and everything that's going on outside. The bracha that Yaakov Avinu was giving was a bracha of Ephraim and Menashe being able to steig above and beyond this environment. That's our bracha of Yisimcha Likim Ephraim and Menashe. And the Chassam Sofer is saying that's an oimik in what we have in mind when we say the yidgul aroiv bekerev aretz. It's the yidgul aroiv, but bekerev aretz. Even if they're perish from the Torah, chalila, It should still be bracha. It should still be nifra v'nirba kedagim. And the reason is because ben kach hu ben kach kriyim banim. And the reason is because it's a pintle yid. And the reason is because ha'or shabam machzir l'mutav. And just the hergish of the chasam sofer that this is what Yaakov Avinu had in zin. That even if you're going to be like those fish that are by Abasha, where you're outside of makom chiyuseinu, but that doesn't mean you don't deserve to be gebenched. Fakert. Sometimes you need more bracha because you don't have it. The Yidgula Roiv Bekerev Aretz, that was the bracha. So my hergish is that we should talk all bizoicha to the bracha of Shenifra Benir Bekedogim, but it should be the Yidgula Roiv Bekerev Aretz. It should be the Yidgula Roiv Bekerev Aretz, da flos pshat in the Yidgula Roiv Bekerev Aretz. And that is Bekerev Aretz, we should be zoicha to the Ben Pyrus Ali Oyin, the bracha of Yosef Atzadik, the Leisholta Beyeno, Shmir El Yoyna, that Yosef Atzadik was zoicha to. It should be the Yidgula Roiv Bekerev Aretz, like the Chassam Sofer says, that even if someone, for whatever reason, is not B'yam, he's Bekerev Aretz, he's B'yabosha, but he should still be zoicha to the Yidgul Aroi Bekerev Aretz. And of course, the Vilna Goyen's pshat, and that is the Yidgul Aroi Bekerev Aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Cholomoid now, somewhere, I don't know, the fourth day, fifth day, but we're somewhere deep in Cholomoid, it's almost Kol Anarim, we should be Zoychatak, the Kol Anarim, the Kol Askenim, we should all be gebenched with the Yidgul Aroi Bekerev Aretz in Eretz Yisrael, the Bias Gayot Tzedek, the Meir of Yamenu Amen.